Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is Day 20, The Blessing of Simeon, Luke 2, 25-35. And welcome to Friday, the third week of Advent. Let's pray. Lord, in a youth culture, old people somehow get left out. But here we see this old man Simeon and this old woman Anna spotlighted in your drama. Open our hearts today. Teach us in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is born into a very Jewish family that keeps all the Jewish laws blamelessly. In today's reading, we glimpse three Jewish ceremonies. One, circumcision performed on the eighth day for all male children, verse 21. Two, purification from childbirth for Mary 40 days after her son's birth, verses 22 and 24. And three, consecration of the firstborn in recognition that the firstborn son belongs to the Lord, verse 23. Circumcision, of course, is a rite of being included in the covenant, normally performed by the village rabbi or elder. On this occasion, his name is announced, Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, which means salvation. We discussed this on day 8. It was the Jewish custom to purify the mother after childbirth from ceremonial uncleanliness and offer a sacrifice in the temple. On this day, the family also appears with Jesus for a ceremony of consecration of the firstborn. Today, however, I want to focus on the Holy Family's encounter with Simeon. Simeon just happens to be in the temple at the time the Holy Family are there. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. We learn several things about Simeon. One, Simeon is old. He is waiting for a promise to be fulfilled before he can die. Two, Simeon is righteous or just, an upright man. Three, Simeon is devout, God-fearing, loving God. Four, the Holy Spirit rests upon Simeon. Just as we read in the Old Testament that the Holy Spirit sometimes comes upon prophets and others to accomplish particular tasks for the Lord, the Spirit rests upon Simeon for a very specific prophetic purpose this day. Simeon has been anticipating this day in the temple for some time, verses 25-26. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He is waiting for, eagerly expecting, the consolation of Israel, that is, the promised relief brought by the Messiah. In fact, God has promised him that he won't die until he sees the Messiah. Today is the day. The Holy Spirit nudges Simeon, and Simeon is attuned to the voice of the Spirit. Verses 27-28. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, if you've ever just witnessed an answer to prayer, then you know something of the joy that Simeon feels welling up within him as he prays a prayer of thanksgiving, verses 28-33. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Simeon's prophetic hymn is called in liturgical churches the Nunc Dimittis, after the first two words of the prophecy in Latin, and often sung as one of the canticles or songs of the New Testament as part of Roman Catholic piety. Simeon sees that this child is to be the light, not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. For Mary and Joseph, This confirms the angel's message on Christmas night, "I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people," Luke 2:10. In Isaiah 49:6 we read, "I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." Now Simeon turns to Mary, verses 34 to 35. "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." The prophecy has four elements. One, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel. How people respond to Jesus and his message will determine their destiny. Jesus becomes a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Two, and a sign that will be spoken against. Jesus is God's sign to his people, but he is rejected. Three, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. Those who stumble at Jesus, who reject him and oppose his message, will finally be shown up for what they are. Four, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Through the Holy Spirit, Simeon can see the deep anguish that Mary will feel as her son is rejected by the nation's leaders and ultimately crucified. Discussion question 21, based on Luke 2:25-35. Why does God send Simeon to the temple this day? Why do you think this incident is recorded in Luke's gospel? How was Simeon's prophecy over the child fulfilled? Let's pray together. Father, I am in awe of the old man Simeon who loves you and has been waiting for years to see the Christ child. Let me have his patience, his sensitivity to your voice, his joy at the fulfillment of your promise, and his discernment of your words. In Jesus' name I pray.